From the WGXC newsroom, this is the Weekend in Review. Some of the stories that made the news between Friday, January 8th through Sunday, January 10th. I'm Philip Grant. Jim Plank is reporting in the Daily Mail on the Hunter Tannersville Board of Education rejection of optical system machines in favor of old-style ballot boxes for the annual board election and budget vote to be held in May. A law passed in 2001 prohibited the continued use of the Leber machines. Implementation of the law was subsequently delayed, but the grace period is ending this year. Superintendent Patrick Dappler Sweeney lamented the loss of the, and I quote, perfectly working, very reliable machines, end quote, but said the district must now be in compliance. Dappler Sweeney said renting the optical machines from Greene County would cost in excess of $7,000 a year. If the district bought its own machines, the initial investment would be $12,000 plus an additional $4,000 per year minimum, which would be cost prohibitive. Dappler Sweeney said the cheapest and valid option was to choose paper and a locked box. He said, and I quote, "You can go back in time, but you have to go really far back in time in order to be compliant," end quote. The number of boxes needed and whether additional inspectors were necessary must still be determined. Diane Valden reported in the Columbia paper that Ancrum Roads Chief Jim MacArthur has retired after 20 years of service to the town. As the December town board meeting got underway, Supervisor Art Basson called the gathering significant because it was MacArthur's last meeting as highway superintendent. MacArthur, who was never a fan of the monthly government formalities, said it was his last meeting, period. MacArthur's successor, Jim Miller, was also serving his last meeting as a town board member. In his remarks to the board, MacArthur said the town's highway department is a much better place than it was when he started in 1996, and he said the roads are in much better shape as well. MacArthur thanked town residents for giving him, and I quote, "the opportunity to work for them for the last 20 years, but now it's time to retire," end quote. Basson said he was grateful to MacArthur for getting things done and that his ability to deal with residents was impressive. Michael Ryan reported in the Windham Journal that plans are underway to relocate G&H Lumber from the west end of Main Street in Windham to the former police anchor camp on the eastern entrance of town. "Nothing is certain at this point," Ryan wrote, "but the intention is to get the company out of the way of consistent flooding and keep them in the community." The town has submitted an application for a $15,000 grant from the Catskill Watershed Corporation to pay for a feasibility study on the move. The Greene County Industrial Development Agency and the New York City Department of Environmental Protection are potential partners in the project. IDA Executive Director Renee Van Schack said, and I quote, "The hard part is financial, the cost of relocating, and what to do with the current facilities. That's where the DEP would come in as part of their buyout program, so a lot of elements have to blend," end quote. G&H Lumber was named an anchor business in a local flood analysis prepared by the engineering firm of Malone and McBroom in the aftermath of flooding from Tropical Storm Irene. Lillian Nadiak reported in the Register Star that new Greenport supervisor Ed Nabosny has chosen not to collect an additional $3,000 in salary as the town's budget officer. Nabosny said the responsibilities of the budget officer are already a part of his job as supervisor, for which he receives an annual salary of $14,500. He said, and I quote, "There is no need to add a stipend for something that I am already charged with performing," end quote. Nabosny said the funds designated for that purpose can now be used for anything. Salaries for all Greenport's elected officials in 2016 remain the same as last year, while non-union clerical employees received a 2% raise. During the coming year, town board meetings will be held on the first Wednesday of the month, beginning at 7 p.m. at the Greenport Town Hall. For our final story, the New York Times reports that Governor Andrew Cuomo on Sunday, January the 10th, reintroduced his plan for the state to pay for college courses for those incarcerated in the state prison system. The proposal would be paid for using roughly $7.5 million in criminal forfeiture funds from the Manhattan District Attorney's Office. An additional $7.5 million will come from private matching funds. The governor's office hopes to enroll approximately 1,000 individuals statewide in the program over the next 5 years. Cuomo formally announced a college plan in Harlem in a speech before the congregation of the Mount Nebo Baptist Church. The initiative is part of a broader criminal justice agenda the governor will revisit on Wednesday, January 13th, when he delivers his annual State of the State address, which will also encompass the 2016 executive budget. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a mostly sunny day for today with a temperature high near 30 degrees. For Monday night, it will be mostly cloudy with a low around 19. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Tuesday, a chance of snow after 2 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 33 degrees. Tuesday night, a chance of snow, mainly before 2 a.m., it will be mostly cloudy with a low around 19. And on Wednesday, a chance of snow showers again, mainly between 8 a.m. and 2 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a high near 24 degrees, and Wednesday night partly cloudy with a low around 14. Sunrise today was at 7:22 a.m., and the sun will set at 4:44 p.m., providing us with 9 hours and 21 minutes of daylight. That's 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Weekend in Review for today, Monday, the 11th day of January 2016. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.